The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hello, 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 everybody. Reefa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
I heard of you. You're all over the place. I'll tell you, everything cool down there in L.A.? No more smoke?
Well, I think most of the fires are out or pretty close to out. We still
That's
got
what I heard, yeah.
Warm summer weather. And you know, L.A. is always lovely. What can I say?
What the heck's happening with the summer? I mean, you know, July starts July 1st, and you blink your eye, and it's August 30th. And every summer, and we've talked about this before. I said, Reefa, this summer I'm going to go to the beach or have a barbecue. And the summer goes by, and it's like I might squeeze in one barbecue in the whole time. You know, you
Jim,
just have
you got
to
gotta take
it,
time.
Yeah.
You got to take time to smell the roses.
It's like when you go on your trips, you know, you just do it. You know, you go skydiving, you go in the Antarctic.
You keep
out
saying
the ice
that. Stuff. I haven't had a chance to go to skydiving yet. I think I've almost talked myself out of it, but you never know.
Probably a smart move. I don't know.
If George Bush could do it at 80, I'm not quite 80 yet. If he can do it at 80, I certainly should be able to do it at, how old am I now? 69. I'm looking towards the big 70.
Yeah, you and me. Hey, Reef, Influential People Magazine, Heidi Haar's magazine's coming up. Well, I'll tell you, this is exciting. But it's time, I guess, for our Hot Topics.
All right.
Eric's on the cover.
You
will. That one. This is going to be. Yeah.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topics.
Well, my hot topic is last week I had the wonderful honor of working on a new show that's going to be on Fox. It's called The Cool Kids. It stars David Alan Greer, Vicki Lawrence, Martin Mull, and Leslie Jordan. It was a wonderful, wonderful week of working with some of the really funniest people on the planet. They're all baby boomers, obviously. It's a perfect baby boomer show. I can't tell you too much about it, although the promos are, from what I hear, all over the place. It's about a retirement community. And you know how in high school you have the cool kids? Well, when we get to be in our senior years, we kind of revert back to acting like kids. And these four are the cool kids in the retirement home. I had so much fun. It was wonderful working with them, but they're all consummate professionals. I mean, they have fun, but at the same time, they know their lines, they hit their marks, they're there on time. It was a wonderful, delightful week. I so look forward to seeing the show. It's going to be premiering, I believe, September 8th with the pilot, which is hysterical. And then I'm appearing in the second episode. I cannot recommend this show more highly. It's going to be so much fun, and it's going to show baby boomers that just because we're older, we're not dead. We're still fun. We still laugh. We still have a good time. And that retirement community living is a great place to live. So I just want to let you know this is coming at you. Like I said, David Alan Greer, Vicki Lawrence. You remember Vicki Lawrence from the Carol Burnett show? I don't know. And Mama's Family? I don't think she's done anything since Mama's Family consistently, so it was really exciting working with her. Martin Mull, he's been in everything. And Leslie Jordan, you probably don't know his name, but you will know his face. He is such a funny, just fun, nice man. And David Alan Greer, what can I say? He's been on a bunch of stuff going way, way back, although he probably doesn't want to be that old. But at any rate, he was wonderful. Everybody was wonderful. So look out for the Cool Kids on Fox. And your hot topic, Jim?
Cool, 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 Reese. Well, I'll tell you what. I just have to tell everybody, start out my hot topic with Influential People Magazine. Heidi Hearst Magazine. This is going to be exciting. Eric's going to be on the cover, and the Easy Way family is going to have articles in. This is exciting. I just had to mention that. We got a few things here. President Trump acknowledges the White House counsel has cooperated with Mueller, touts transparency, claims to have released over 1 million pages of related documents. How do you have that many pages? Take me forever to read that. New treatment for opioid addiction. Every year, thousands of people and go to the ERs for this, and they have a lady went to the ER, and there was a new treatment they had for this. She took this pill. You'll have to research it. Put it underneath her tongue, and it basically stopped the shakes. And you got to look into that. We'll talk more about that later because that's a big topic. School security. After the Parkland shooting, schools across the country are increasing their security big time. In Texas, 165 armed marshals have been trained as part of the school marshal program. You have to have an 80-hour course, but it allows the school employees, teachers, and so on to carry concealed weapons. Funerals are becoming a last extravagant way of showing one's wealth. There's situations, you have your weddings and birthdays, well, you know, they spend the big money. Now, for the last phase of your life, they have gold-plated coffins, over $60,000 or more, horse-drawn carriages, Rolls-Royce horses, and all that kind of stuff. Well, I don't know. It doesn't seem to be news to me because I remember a guy named Tut had the gold-covered coffin. But anyway, kitchen sponge. Okay, people talk about bacteria and so on. What I do is I try to replace them every few days, but if you have a sponge, you pop it in the microwave, they say, and that will zap it and make it bug-free, germ-free again. Looking for a pet pooch? Go to the Costa Rican jungle. Estimated 1,000-plus dogs run free in the tropical jungle of Costa Rica. And the L.A. fires, the ones that went through Bel Air, they say it started from a homeless camp. 119 houses lost, 472 square miles. That's a long way. Figure from, you know, Oceanside or San Diego to L.A. is only, what, 120 miles or something? So they have that 47% contained. That's a fire north of San Francisco. The Holy Fire is now, they say, 92%. And they had 23,000 acres burned on that. And a 98-year-old walking 6 miles to his wife's bedside every day inspires strangers to donate thousands of dollars for his wife's care. How about that? 98 years old and he is walking. Little story here, there was an elderly gentleman. He was out in by his house and there was a moose, a big moose. You know, they could be pretty dangerous. He was trapped in a tree. So the gentleman went over there with a long saw and he reached out and he started cutting the branches. And he actually freed the moose who was totally trapped in these vines. And the moose turned around and ate him. But, no, I was just kidding. Moose ran away, and everything's safe and sound. I knew that would get you, Reese. I'll be thinking, what?
You're bad. We need to go to commercial on that note.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Well,
yes,
welcome
indeed.
Back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You know, Reef, I forgot to tell you, the mother on ET, you remember Dee Wallace? She's going to be airing on the Mindset Research Show on EasyWay.tv. Cool. Wow, all these little cool things, you know. And, Reese, we got to get you on that Boomer Boost. I'm telling you, I take mine. I feel good, you know. Gives me real. So anyway, we've got a very interesting guest coming up here, and she's an international speaker and general dynamics expert. She's a, author, speaker all around the world. Miss Magical Conversations Ambassador. She's got a passion to spreading love instead of fear into the corporate boardroom. Now, that's something that's needed. There's too much fear in the boardroom. 30 years as a professional behavioral consultant, so I think you should set up an appointment with her, Reef, to get that behavior under control. Her passion is to bring people to their natural potential in all aspects of their life. This is so needed, you know. Let's get on track here. So our guest, Pauline Crawford, are you on with us, Pauline?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can. Can you hear me?
Hi, James.
Pauline?
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
This is Reef
and
Ray.
I'm doing fine,
Pauline. Yeah.
How are you, Pauline? It's great to meet you. I'm good. Don't take any notice of James about your behavior. You're all good.
Pauline is, she's a traveling lady. She spent time, 30 years in the U.K.? Professional behavior. So, wow.
Yeah,
and,
25
in
years.
20, okay. And you've been in Asia. You've been all around the world. The subject you're on, this is beyond interesting because, you know, if we don't get on track with this, you don't get business done right in these boardrooms, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you're quite right. If we don't get on track with this, we're heading for endless arguments and no productivity. So we've got to get the boardroom sorted out. We've got to get life sorted out.
One of my things at Cal State Florida was communication. So it's my major there. And I noticed people, it's an art to be a listener. And you're an expert at that. And we talked about that a little bit. Because people want to just talk their stuff and they're right, period. But the way you should do it is have an open mind, and maybe that person has some things, right? The open mind scenario.
Yeah, we need to listen, and we need to listen and hear, which are two different things. And that's why I talk about magical conversations, because when we're having a magical conversation, then everybody's got to be engaged. It's not one person taking over. And as we know, some people are very good at taking over, So it's about watching and listening and observing and noticing. Now, obviously, we're on the telephone, so it's not, we're not in sight of each other, but we can still listen carefully and also engage people in what they're about as well as what you're about.
Yeah. Tell us about
I finally learned to listen. It took me years. And I think most people, it takes years before we realize the importance of listening to what other people are saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think men and women listen in different ways. That's one of part of my study, is that we're beautifully complementary, but sometimes we don't compliment each other enough.
Now,
I didn't know men listened. They listen? Men do actually listen.
Well, wait a minute.
Well, they listen in a different way.
I was going to say, Pauline, is there a situation where men don't really have a chance to respond because the women always do the talking? Is that true? I'm just kidding.
Well, no. One of the key things that I've discovered, and I've been interviewing men and filming men and putting their interviews up online, which is fascinating. Men want to be heard more by women, and they don't want always to be sorted out by women. They want women just to listen. And I think one of the things that women are very good at is we're good at trying to sort out problems that men have that they don't necessarily want to be sorted out for. So we ask questions. Women ask questions without really wanting an answer. We ask questions to explore further, whereas men ask questions just for an answer, and they get very frustrated with the women try and take over and make them be more emotional.
True. I ask questions and I want to know more, and you're right, and I have discovered that men like, no, the answer is no, there's no more.
Absolutely. And what it is that those men, they like to have it in a limited time box. It's very much yes, no, either or. Whereas for women, for us, it's we chatter. We go off at all sorts of tangents, and we go around the houses. And we talk about everything at once, and that totally confuses men most of the time.
I can kind of relate. We went to a shoot over in Laguna Beach, and we did the shoot, and there was a phone that was lost, and so on. But I just came home, and I related to to some people. We had the shoots good. I related to the engineer. Shoot went good. But what actually happened, a lot of stuff happened. I mean, with the way the birds were flying in, the cell phone was found in an unusual way. I didn't bother with any of that stuff. And yet, the women, I think, go into more detail. Now, Pauline, tell us about your spotlight focus on what men of the future think about men now.
It's very interesting because I think men have got a little bit confused at the moment that they don't know quite what's going on. There's a lot of energy from women about the Me Too movement, about getting into their careers, getting into the boardroom. And I think a lot of men are just a bit confused about how to manage this. So I thought, let's find out what men are really thinking. So my focus on men of the future is to actually eventually help women to understand them better. So when I'm asking men is, how do you feel as a man today? And just share with me your true feelings. And to be honest, most of them say that they want to be more emotional and they want to be heard, but they don't want to be smothered. They want to be able to be masculine and feminine at the same time, and to be appreciated by women. So my focus is to help women. I'm going to find out what men are about men. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It makes sense to me because men always say they don't understand women, but I've come to learn women really don't understand men.
I totally agree. I think we generally, women quite like to change their men to be like they'd like them to be, whereas men just want to be like they want to be. That makes sense. And we need to get together because a magical conversation has to have everybody involved. It has to have men and women, different types of men, different types of women. And we can't get to that magical conversation until we know who we are. And so vision is I'm going to put this what men think out on the airwaves and let's see what happens.
Your passion was to spreading love instead of fear into the corporate boardroom. But it's also has to be tapped on. We stopped at this one club on the way back from a trip to Arizona, and all the guys were on one side, and all the girls, and I said to them, what's the deal here, you know? And the lady said, well, this is the way it is all the time. Well, in the old days, they were all in the middle of the dance floor dancing and, you know, mixing, mingling, and all that stuff. And I think with the guys, and it's usually the guys that go over to ask dance, it's the fear of maybe going over in the rejection thing. So that fear thing is beyond the boardroom into the general, you know, public.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of fear around it. And yet there's only two big emotions in the world. There's love and fear. And we need to love, not be in fear. And I think actually dancing would be a great solution to this. If we get everybody dancing, then you have to get together and you have to behave.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about
that. Well, we used to dance cheek to cheek, but now we don't dance cheek to cheek. We dance, you don't even know who your partner is half the time.
Well, that's right, you see. So we're lucky we come from that era where we knew what dancing was about and we knew what partnering is about.
Pauline, Aretha and I danced on stage. We did swing dance. Remember, Aretha?
Well, you taught me, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
I think that's wonderful.
I told Pauline. Yeah, Pauline's got the coolest husband. You know, we sit there and we go back from about cars. And he's into music. This is really cool stuff.
It's really cool being a boomer, I think.
So, you know, there's another thing with this. As a lot of guys, you talk about this gender thing and expressing, a lot of guys are worried about sharing their emotions and showing too much affection because you got the old scenario where, well, the guy that shows the affection, the girl will think, well, I want the challenge. I'm going to look over my shoulder and see that guy that's still a challenge.
Okay.
What do you think of that? You know, sometimes people think that, say, well, I'm not going to express my emotion. I'm going to keep aloof. That way she'll
I think this whole thing about emotion has got out of hand. You know, emotions are really important. They keep us alive. And emotions are about being happy and sad. And we need to be able to share them without somebody jumping on us and saying, oh, you're this or that. It's just about being okay with who you are. Every single man that I've interviewed has said that. We want to be emotional, but we don't want to be in the spotlight when we're being emotional. So the man would quite like to go and be emotional in his cave. That's okay.
Pauline, you have a university for entrepreneurs?
Yeah.
We do, yes. And my husband is a professor of entrepreneurology. It's an amazing study of how we have to take our mindset and apply it to the infinite game of the unknown. We need to get out there and make things different. That's why we're very passionate about helping people to be okay about who they are and not be afraid to come out onto the dance floor of life.
So what do you teach entrepreneurs?
Well, we don't actually, in a strange sense, reason, we don't actually teach them anything. What we do is we put them into an environment where they can draw out their natural potential. You see, we believe that everybody who needs to be what they need to be has got it in them. It's about an ability to facilitate a space in which they can expand. So they actually learn principles like common sense and determination and perseverance and simplicity. And there's a whole, it's all about real life. That's the very important part of it.
Yeah. And, you know, I've always said, you know, nobody can be you better than you, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Relax, be yourself. Let people see yourself.
A lot of people are trying to be somebody else because that's it. They think they should be. But actually, you've got every single thing you need within you. And it's just about opening that up to the world.
So you talk to a lot of people, and we're running low, so I want to get this out real quick. What you have the stumbling blocks from the past. Is it you find it hard to get people to break through those barriers so they can start moving forward without dragging that old ball and chain behind them, that negative thing that had happened a long time ago?
Yeah, I think the thing is that nobody will really change in their heart unless they're willing. So it is about willingness. But I think there's more and more people that are very, what they call conscious. They're very conscious that something needs to be different. And we take it very simply, you know, when something's going wrong, what is it that's going wrong? What do you want to be different? Where's the smile in your life? What are the words that you need to use? If everything is great, then you don't need us. But if you want to expand, you have to be willing to step into this place of magic. So magic only happens when you step into that space of the unknown.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's mayhem.
Yeah. I told you.
So how do people get in touch with you? How do they find out, you know, about your university? And if they don't want to just spend that much time, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, how do they get in touch with
you?
I've got a website coming together for Miss Magical Conversations. That's not ready yet, but you can get me through Facebook. You can get me on Pauline at Pauline Crawford, Pauline-Crawford-Ontheless.com. And the university is called the International University of Entrepreneurology. But it's a very simple website. It's called IUENow.com.
IUENow.com.
IUENow.com. And find me at, Pauline at Pauline-Crawford-Ontheless.com. And I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. You just Google me, you'll find me. And I'm in Orange County, so I'm here in California.
Miss Magical Conversations. And this stuff is so vital, and it's so needed
it
today. Cause...
And to be honest, I've done this work in the boardroom. I've done it in the corporate world. I've done it in the family. It actually is anybody who wants to find a way to better conversations with building relationships, that works brilliantly. And expanding your mind is one way to a lot of smiles. That's smiling is the most important thing, don't you think?
I've always said you can
absolutely
rule the world with a smile.
Yeah, and that's one thing, is just go out, be yourself, smile at strangers, be happy, and everything else will come together. We've got too much anger.
Well, it's
in this
been
world.
Wonderful. It's wonderful talking to you, Pauline. I know
you,
I need to learn more about having conversations. We blame others, but if we learn that art ourselves, I think the world would be a better place.
And,
so thank you so much.
And having
conversations.
It's been a delight. Thank you, Pauline.
Thank you, guys.
It's been great. And we want to have you back again. And I told you, Reith, she's such an interesting lady. And all the years, you know, this communication thing is, of course, and again, Reith, we're talking about communication just from person to person is becoming a rare commodity today, you know. People are in the same room and they're communicating by text or something.
Yeah, well, you know, Pauline's also an Easy Way business member, so you can reach her through the Easy Way Wall of Fame.
And I told you about, Dee Wallace is going to be, she's going to be on the Easy Way TV show, Mindset
Reset. And isn't that happening tonight?
It's 5:30, so we got to check that out.
Yeah, well, you got to mention that it's happening tonight. Check it out tonight, 5:30.
Tonight at 5:30, you got it. Reith, you are so on top of things, I'll tell you. You're amazing.
Look,
so now
I tell you, it's time to go to
Carmelita's Corner.
Wishing you'll hear. Absolutely.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z.
We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. Oh, that's what we like to hear, don't we? I've got two wonderful ladies that are going to be part of this show today, and I met one of them at the home of Congresswoman Diane Watson, and I should have guessed that anybody who I met there had to be extra special, and she is a New York actress, and she is a very prominent model. She was with the Eileen Ford Agency East Coast and the Wilhelmina Agency East and West Coast, and she was the youngest face that has been featured on the cover of Essence. And she's been with many prominent magazines such as 17, Co-Ed, and Glamour, and on and on and on. And my other lady that's going to be coming in is the author of a play, a fantastic play that I'm looking forward to seeing coming up next weekend, and she's also a well-known actress and singer and has been on the road with the Diana Ross as a Supreme, so we're really looking forward to hearing from both of these wonderful ladies, and good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning,
Carmelita. Hey, folks, you get two for the price of one. How about that? And we are all bright-eyed and bushy-eyed, and no, bushy-tailed, excuse me. We don't want any bushes in our eyes, so we're bushy-tailed and bright-eyed, aren't we, ladies?
Yes.
That's right.
Well, you know, I started out with you, Thais. You know, we were going to do your interview when I first met you, and then when I learned that you are going to be a featured actress of co-star on this upcoming play that is actually not only written, but that Sherry Payne, who wrote the play, is also an actress in that. Is that correct, Sherry?
No.
No, I'm not an actress. I'm not an actress, just what I sing. I just wrote it.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to be in the play?
No. Mm-mm. Okay, I leave that to the wonderful actors and actresses,
okay.
Thais, who is fierce.
All right,
she is
then. So, Thais, as an actress, can you tell us about your role in the upcoming play, A Lady in Waiting?
Absolutely. Hello, good morning, and God bless everyone. I'm the lead in it, and it's a wonderful piece that Sherry wrote that is going to be so impactful to our community, as well as women struggling with abuse. And so there's a woman that's on death row. Her name is Elmira, and she is on death row for killing her husband.
Oh,
I'm not
going to
give you all the details about it, but as she says that as we know, women stay in abusive situations and we don't know how to get out of them sometimes. And this is really a powerful piece that Sherry wrote about a woman who finally, as one of the lines in the play says, I finally came to the end of myself, you know, and I didn't like me anymore. And she did something that was drastic, and hopefully it will heal some people from being abused and allowing abuse to happen, and where they will come to the finally get tired of themselves a little earlier and not have to go to the extreme that Elmira went to. But the cast is fabulous. Don B. Welsh, I know people have heard of him. He's the director, and he is just wonderful director. He does a lot of plays at the Wilshire E. Bell, things like that. But Sherry has wrote a powerful piece for not just women, but for everybody who has dealt with different abuses in their lives and coming to a finality of that and wanting to move forward, walk away, change their lives. But Elmira went a little further. I'm not going to give you everything because I want you to come and see it so you can see all the hidden things. There's so much more than what I said, but you need to. People need to come out and actually see it August 26th, 5 o'clock, Barnsdale Theater in Hollywood.
Yes, and that's on the corner of Sunset and Vermont, and it's a wonderful location. It's a historical location. The Hollyhock House there that was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, the famous architect, is on the grounds, and it's just a great place to go to, and I'm really looking forward to seeing this play. Mm-hmm. Sherry, I want to see what you have written.
Ah. Well, the exact address is 4800 Hollywood Boulevard, and I know that's situated between Western and Vermont. I'm not quite sure the exact cross street.
Actually, it's Sunset and Vermont.
No, it's Hollywood Boulevard.
Excuse me?
Hollywood Boulevard.
It's on Hollywood. It's off of Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, excuse me. It's off of Hollywood. Yes, 4800 Hollywood Boulevard. I don't know
Hollywood.
Why I was thinking Sunset for some reason.
But,
yeah, I've been there so many times. It's like, you know, so much a part of Hollywood history, you know. And it's a beautiful theater.
Beautiful.
Very, very nice.
Big parking lot. And, well, A Lady in Waiting is a story about love, redemption, and forgiveness. And like Thais was saying, who plays that role? Oh, I mean, she plays that role of Elmira DeFontaine.
Mm.
At one point when Elmira is talking with the prison guard, she tells her, she says, you know, my husband prostituted my body and pimped my dreams, and I hated him to the depths of deep. And I swore that one day I would have my revenge. So I became a lady in waiting, waiting for my time to come. It came. My work here is done. So there
my
you go.
My goodness. Well, this sounds really, really deep, Sherry. And, you know, it's very timely. When the Me Too movement is going on, where women are starting to take their power, it's very timely. With the time up theme going on too, and of course, you know, the men who have been participating in this, they need to check their head, and you know the culture that bred them, because you know we have come across these men who feel that it's their right to keep their women in a cage, so to speak. You know, it may not have to be a physical cage, but you remember the saying, keep them barefoot and pregnant. You know, that way they can keep them under control while they go out and sow their seeds, you know. Times are changing, and, you know, women are no longer permitting themselves to be abused, and they have stayed in these situations partially because of fear and partially because of need. If they have children, they may be their only source of livelihood, you know. So they're really trapped.
Absolutely, and I would think that in this piece it shows the mental and how you can get so caught up and tied up into survival mode. That you stay in the situation, as she said, I was, one of her other lines is that I became a Stepford wife, you know, hypnotized to answer his every beck and call. I became what he wanted me to be, you know.
And I have to say, the other actress, Carl Gilliard, plays the judge, who's phenomenal, and Rich Rell plays Thaisa's son, Elmira's son, and Nicolia Pettis plays her daughter, and then the prison guard is Lauren Elliott, who's fierce. Also, I mean, the whole cast is fierce, and Donna's done a great, brilliant job. So I'm just so happy, just so thrilled. I want everybody to come out and see it. Everybody come out and see it.
Yes, I'm sure it's going to be everything that I'm expecting it to be. Phenomenal, Sherry, because everything you do is phenomenal. And while we're talking to you, can you tell us about your experience when you were on the road with Diana Ross as a Supreme?
Oh, repeat that, Carmelita. I'm sorry.
Can you tell us? I'm changing the subject a little bit. Can you tell us about your experience on the road when you were a Supreme with Diana Ross?
Oh, that was in 2000. I can't believe it was that long ago, but it was a phenomenal adventure, phenomenal. I was so proud to be a part of that as one of the Supremes at Diana, and she was just so gracious. She was so kind, wonderful, warm. We had Linda and I had lunch over her house, a dinner over her house out here in Malibu, and she was just so wonderful and just let her hair down, and she talked about the earlier years, and she said, you know, I've grown since then. I made a lot of mistakes, but I've grown since then. I'm so blessed, blessed. And she even brought up Florence's name, and she teared up and had to excuse herself to leave the room and then came back. She was got very emotional, but she realizes how blessed she is and was and continues to be, and she's just so thankful. And she said, you know, we all make mistakes, but I've grown. And she couldn't have been more wonderful to us, the entire crew there. She was so thrilled when she asked me one night at dinner, she said, how many people are on this tour? And I said, we counted up 94. And she was just overjoyed that she had 94 people working. So,
my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's always... met her several times before just to intercede to how wonderful Miss Ross is. I mean, just when I was young modeling in New York with the Ford agency, as you were saying, we were backstage trying to get in. We were in the back trying to get in to see Nick and Val. And Diana fabulously and sees me and my girlfriends outside. And when she walks up, she says, let these beautiful girls come in here. What you got these gorgeous girls coming in, standing out here for? And it was just wonderful that she didn't know us, but she was just making sure that the guards let us backstage so we could go see the show. And I'll always remember her for that, because she didn't have to do that. She could have been the diva that she was and just walked by, and she stopped and looked at us and was like, what y'all doing that standing out here? Come on in here. And just went in there and just said, stop it, let these girls come on in here. I like that. And I'll always love her and remember her for that.
Yeah. That's a great story, Thais. Beautiful.
Yeah. And, you know, all of us has a past. Each one of us has a past. But, you know, we've grown, thank goodness, because of the grace of God. I know I have things I've done, you know, or whatever I have regrets about, but, you know, we have to move on, because there's always tomorrow.
Yes,
God isn't forgetting God, and I'm just so glad he's in my life.
And then, and just to interject a little bit, but I had an opportunity to remind her of that, because later on that night we had gone to George Faison's for an after party for Nick and Val. But then years later, I was married to a songwriter, record producer, and he produced, did all the music for when she did the national anthem, I think, at the Super Bowl. And she was at my house, and she got to come to the studio at the house, and she was at my house, and we got to talk and laugh, and it was just great to see her and to remind her that I was the young lady that she really, you know, was gracious to. So that was a great turnaround, the way she ended up being at my home as me, older and more mature, not this young teenager in New York, but as a grown woman, and she at my house, and I got to serve her some food, make coffee for her, where she was doing the music, you know, doing some of the tracks for the national anthem for the Super Bowl at my house. So that was a wonderful.
That's a great story, Thais. And, you know, I just want to just segue a minute to looking at this beautiful photograph of you in this huge fro. You know, back in the day, the ladies would wear their hair in these big mounds of natural hair, like in a ball on their head. And I'm looking at you, and I'm remembering back at the time when I actually had a wig that was like Angela Davis's, you know, great big round thing on my head. And I thought I was cute. I was walking down the street one day with it, with a couple of musicians. We were on our way to a radio station, and the thing blew off my head, and it was rolling down the street. And I found myself trying to catch it. Was like a rolling tumbleweed, you know. And it reminded me of the time when, you know, they used to play what they call the dozens, where people would out insult one another. And there was a routine. I remember when one guy was saying to the other, he said, "Hey, man, I saw your old lady the other day." And the other guy goes, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah." He said, "And you know what?" Another guy said, "Well, what?" He said, "The wind was blowing her hair this way, and then the wind was blowing her hair that way, and then you know what?" And the guy says, "What?" "The wind blew her hair in the street." I thought about that when I was running down the street trying to catch my hair.
Did you ever catch it? Did you catch
it? Yeah, I finally caught up with it. And then there was another time when I was at a party, and there was a very famous DJ, and I was dancing with him on the floor. And he leaned me back, and my fro fell off my head, and it landed on the floor while I was trying to dance. So anyway, I know it's popular now, so I'm going to have to go get me another big fro like Angela Davis. I don't know where I can find one, but I'm going to find one.
Make sure I pin it on
real good.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy. So, anyway, those are my fro stories for now.
In regards to the play, if people would like to get tickets for the play, A Lady in Waiting, at the Barnsdall Art Gallery Theater at 4800 Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood 90027, they can purchase tickets at brownpapertickets.com. Or if they want to call, 800 number 838-3006. So it's brownpapertickets.com or call 800-838-3006.
And on that note, Cher, I'm looking at the clock, and I think it's time for us to get on our horses and ride off into the sunset. And I want to thank you both for being on Carmelita's Corner and part of Radio Boomers Live on the Easy Way Network, and continue to do what you're doing and shine.
I really appreciate it. Anybody that wants to follow me, they can go to Thais Walsh at Instagram. I'm on Facebook as Thais Walsh, Thyais Walsh, Walsh. And my website is Thais.com. I'm on Instagram, Twitter. Please follow me, and because there's a lot of great things that are coming up for me in the future. So.
All right. And Thais is so wonderful. She is fierce in this role. Fierce.
Okay.
All the cast is fierce. Thais did it 2 years ago when we first did it, and I felt that she should have been nominated by the NAACP Theater Award, but maybe the next time. But she was phenomenal. We got a standing ovation.
She'll get it. And she already got a standing ovation, so we know.
Right.
Okay.
Hi. Thank you so much, ladies.
All right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Lita. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Awesome as always, Carmelita's Corner always is so much fun and entertaining and informative. I look forward, my friend Rich Rell is going to be in that performance also, so I'm definitely going to have to get my ticket.
All right, yeah.
And that takes us up to tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad, that's right, it's tech time.
Well, are you still walking around with a paper calendar in your purse or in your pocket? Are you still writing down your appointments on the calendar on the wall? But when you leave home, you don't remember what's on the calendar on the wall? Did you know that your smartphone has a calendar in it? Yes, it does. It has a calendar in it, and I always have my calendar with me. Now, just like I would forget to write things on the paper calendar, it's my fault if I don't write it down, but my calendar is always with me. So all you have to do is go on your smartphone. There's an app for that, as they say. On the iPhone, it's the date, and you can tell that it's the calendar app, and you just go to that, and you can put in all of your appointments, all of your doctor's appointments, meetings, when you want to listen to Radio Boomers Live, write that down right there in your calendar. You can set alarms so it will remind you. And you can set it up so your map or your Waze or whatever your navigation system is will automatically be able to capture where you're going. So if you have an appointment at noon and you put that address in there, all you have to do is go to your navigation app. It'll pick up that information from your calendar app and push that button go, and it'll take you right where you want to go. I love it because it reminds you, it can remind you of when you're supposed to take your medicine, when your doctor's appointment is, and it's always with you. Now, the key to everything is you got to remember to do it. So just remember, put it in that app, and it'll always be with you. That's my tech time for today, and it's time for Jim's Gym.
That's right. It's time for Gems from
Jim. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Jim.
Gems from Jim? Whatever. Anyway, guys, we're dealing with a lot of stuff in this day and age with stress and anxiety and so on and so forth. So I wanted to share with you on Healthline.com, there's an article I found by Carrie Ann Jennings, MSRD, and I thought it was an interesting article. 16 simple ways to relieve stress and anxiety. And now we don't have time to go over them all, but I'll go through a few of them. Exercise, they have as number one. And exercise is one of the most important things you can do to combat stress. It might seem contradictory, but putting physical stress on your body through exercise can help relieve mental stress. All right. Now, here's the thing. Stress hormones, exercise lowers your body's stress hormones in the long run, such as cortisol. It also helps release endorphins, which are chemicals that improve your mood and act as natural painkillers. So, see, exercise covers all this. It makes you sleep better. Exercise can also improve your sleep quality, which can be negatively affected by stress and anxiety. And then you have your confidence. When you exercise regularly, you may feel more complete and confident in your body, which promotes mental well-being. Now, that's just one. So you can see why I can't go through all 16. Number two, it says consider supplements. Lemon balm, omega-3 fatty acids, ashwagandha, I don't know if I pronounce it, ashwagandha, green tea, valerian, and kava kava. Now, these are some of the supplements that they have. Now, number three is a little different. It says light a candle. Now, using essential oils or burning scented candle may help reduce your feelings of stress and anxiety. Some scents. Now, this is something that Dante Sears is good at. She's an expert in all these fields of the relaxation techniques with the oils and all that kind of stuff. They have lavender, rose, there's a lot of them, frankincense, sandalwood. So lighting a candle, it's supposed to be supposed to help. And then it says for number four, reduce your caffeine intake. Caffeine is a stimulant found in coffee, tea, chocolate, energy drinks. High doses can increase anxiety. People have different thresholds for how much you can tolerate. If you notice that caffeine makes you jittery or anxious, consider cutting back. And I think I'll go up to maybe one or two more. Write it down. And a way to handle stress is to write things down. Now, I've always said this. People go around and, you know, like Eric in the business and everything and other CEOs, they have so much on their mind. And I tell them,
not just on your computer, but write it down, have a notebook. And I do this for monthly bills. You put it all in there. Then you open up the folder and see what's been paid, what hasn't been paid, what parts of your business need to be taken care of that day or whatever. Put it in a notebook, and it makes it a lot more clear and simple. So I'm a big advocate of writing things down. And I'm going to stop there, Reet, because we have a lot of things to talk about, and we'll just continue on with all the de-stress things because that's a whole topic in itself. And we've got so much stuff coming up.
You're good at being organized. For those of us that aren't organized, that notebook thing is a hard thing, but it is very wise to do.
I live by the notebook, Reet, and just real quick, I have a notebook, and you start off with a new notebook at the beginning of the year, and you draw a line down the middle of a page. And the left side, you have the in column, and you make a list of all the incomes coming in on the right, and then add them up. And on the right side, you have a list of all the expenses, your rent, mortgage, whatever, gas, electric, phone, water, cell phone, and insurances. All that goes on the right column. Draw a line. What does that add up to be? Hopefully, what you added up in the left column is going to be a lot more than what's in the right column. And as it's paid, you put a little PD next to it. That way you know. Oh, let's see. Did I take – I don't know. We'll go into that later. But we've got – we've got the show, like you talked about. D. Willis is going to be on the Mindset Reset show. He's
Wallace.
Way up to be – D. Wallace, yeah. D. Wallace, 5:30 today on the – it's going to be in the Mindset Reset Show, easyway.tv. And we have parentyou.com with, I call it the stability and tranquility and understanding that's being created with the teens and the parents, because there's kind of a little bit of a rift going on there. And then we got Influential People Magazine with Heidi Haar. Eric's going to be on the cover, and we've got our Easy Way members going to be in there with articles. There's so much. Legacy Shifters on Facebook, how to manage money the right way. Mary Crowley's Freedom Ball, that's going to be coming up. We'll give you all the dates and times of that. And then there's going to be the motorcycle run after that. Reet, you could jump on the back of my Harley and we'll take off when I get one. I'll probably have to rent one, I guess. But
No, I'm not doing that. A friend of mine just had a very serious motorcycle accident. Even if I was thinking about it, I'm not anymore, but you go right ahead, Jim.
we took Pamela Hasselhoff down to, or up to, whatever you want to call it, to Pittsburgh with the bike run with the Sam Childers thing. And that was, it was supposed to be about her riding on a bike and everything. And it turns out when the plane landed, she said, oh, by the way, I had a bad motorcycle accident. I'm afraid of motorcycles. Whoa. So Mary Crowley's Freedom Ball, August 23rd, 24th, 25th, Supernova at the Sheraton Hotel by LAX. Eric's going to be speaking, Frank Shankiewicz and other superstar speakers. Eric will be speaking on Thursday, and it starts at 8 in the morning. I believe he's on in the afternoon. And then Frank will be there Saturday. And like I said, a lot of great speakers. Text Easy Way to 55678, and Pauline MMCP 255678. High Performance, November 9th to 11th, the Success Summit. And well, I'll tell you, Reet, this is some fun stuff, some interesting stuff. Meet a lot of interesting people, and and this stuff like the Boomer Boost and this it makes a difference, I'll tell you. And it's not kind of that fake high energy you get from some of these super sugar drinks. It kind of gets you on track. And we got to stay on track because as you drift along in age,
okay,
you realize that you got to stay in shape, right, Reet?
Yeah, we do.
Do you have a little routine, Reet? Do you do a little walking in the morning, or do you have an exercise?
I'm horrible. I'm absolutely horrible. We will not talk about my lack of exercise.
I
commit all the time and never actually follow through. But one day, I'm going to get better.
If we did a book on Reet and Jim's exercise program, it would be a lot of blank pages in there, and maybe some pictures.
Well, Jim, our time is up. We will be back next Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And we look forward to seeing you, hearing from you. And don't forget all of those lovely people you heard from on our show today. Check them out.
Check them out, guys. And remember, you got to keep moving and keep the positive, keep the faith. And it doesn't have to take you two times to get up off the couch. So till next week, we're talking Monday morning, 10 o'clock to 11. Reith and I will be here giving you tips on all kinds of stuff, health, finance, nutrition. So till then, Reith, see you then. Baby Boomers out.
Okay.
Baby Boomers live out.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the EasyWay Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.